where we're now joined by Greene County Agricultural Society President Tara Licata and Vice President Andrea Macco. Did I say those names correctly?
Yes.
And you also brought Kennedy with you here. Yes, you can wave to the microphone. and you guys, you run the Greene County Agricultural Society, which mostly just does one thing, which is run the Greene County Youth Fair.
County Youth Fair, absolutely.
And you guys are new to the Agricultural Society or the Youth Fair, or?
I've been part of the Youth Fair for several years in different aspects. Andrea, you've been with us
This is my third year.
Yep. 3 years.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's a little better.
And the Youth Fair has been running since the 50s, is that it?
The very first one was actually in 1949. And it started out up in Ashland, Alfred Partridge, as basically just a 4-H fair. And
it's grown slowly over the years. And now we have crafts in our green building. We have a variety of animals. We have a horse show. We bring vendors in, entertainment. Some local people who provide us entertainment in exhibitions. We have cheerleaders coming this year who are going to do an exhibition. There's usually karate and Irish dance. We offer a lot to the community.
And it's moved. It was started in Ashland and Windham, and it's moved to Durham for a long time.
It was in Durham for 38 years before it moved to Caro, and it's been in Caro for about 16 years.
Now, in the last 16 years, it's been at the Angela Kenna Town Park behind the Main Street in Caro, and it's again this year. It's the last week in July, usually July 23rd through July 26th this year.
Yes, it starts Thursday and runs to Sunday.
And you probably need some help getting it together at this point, I'm guessing.
We have 21 directors on the Ag Society.
So you have lots of people working on it.
We have lots of people working on it. And everybody has their own area. Everybody has their own things that they're responsible for doing. But if anyone is interested in coming and helping out, we can always use help.
Well, I'm asking what areas do you need help with most? I mean, I guess local businesses could get in touch if they want to sponsor things or give prizes or gifts or things like that.
Yep, we are a nonprofit, so we run largely on donations. The Greene County Legislature gives us money every year. They're fantastic. But we raise a lot of money. It costs about $80,000 a year to put the fair on. So we do rely a lot on local businesses and local donations and grant programs. The Fortnightly Club of Catskill is fantastic for us. Area Rotary Clubs, Stewart Shops, Bank of Greene County. So if anyone's interested in helping out, they absolutely, if they go to our website, thegreenecountyyouthfair.com.
There's also vendor information on there. Yep. Part of our, along with the donations, we also survive on our vendors coming and buying spaces. The more vendors we have, obviously, the more money we have coming in.
And what kind of vendors are you looking at? Your food or activities?
We have a certain amount of, we try not to duplicate anything. We have a certain amount of entertainment. We have a certain amount of food vendors that come in. But we also have an ag and vendor tent. And we have people that come from 31 Bags and local people who make honey or make furniture. They purchase a space and they come and sell their wares. We try and make sure there's something at the fair for everyone to come and look at. We have rides for the younger kids. We have a tractor place mm-hmm. coming this year for, you know, the dads that might want to come and look at the tractors. Crafts and things for moms maybe to come and take a look at. The animals for those who are interested in animals and the kids, that, you know, and the parents that want to come and look at their kids' crafts. And we try and hit a little bit of everybody's interests.
Mm-hmm. Are the animals the biggest draw or the biggest, most popular thing?
I guess? Depends on who you ask. I think I love the animals. But if you have kids that don't show animals, you're going to come through because you like to see them. But I think that it just depends on what you're coming from, what your area is.
We had a family last year come up from Long Island, and they actually kind of found the fair by mistake. They were coming from another event up here, and they saw the signs, and they came through. And they spent a few hours, and before they left, the dad came up to myself and a few other people, and he couldn't believe, first of all, that it was free. And that he could entertain his kids all afternoon for free. He thought that was great. But he said his kids had the best time seeing the animals, seeing the goats, seeing the chickens, seeing the cows. And before he left, he joked around with me. He said, I only have one complaint. He said, now on the way home, I have to explain to my kids where McNuggets come from. And that's good. That's what we're there for.
Start that talk.
Yep, that's a good thing. And they're coming back this year. You know, they had a great time. They loved it. And he was just blown away by the fact that it was free. You know, they could walk around, they could see the animals. At that point, we had the lumberjack show going on. There was music going on. There were a few different small animal shows, exotic animal shows going on. And we don't charge anything. You know, that's where the donations come from.
It's free for the kids to enter, which is not always true with all fairs. There is a small entrance fee for kids. Our horse show, we just had a horse show committee meeting recently, and one of the new members just could not understand why we didn't charge, because everybody charges. And we kept saying, this is a free fair. We want the kids to be able to come. We don't want it to be an issue of, I want to enter 10 things. I can't afford $70. I can't say I can give $7 per event. Everything that we do, we try and do for the kids for free.
And how do children with animals get involved? Is it through local 4-H clubs, or is it, can they contact you on their own? Or?
They can contact us on the website, and you have to have some association with an organization in Greene County. If you go to a Greene County school, if you are in a Greene County 4-H, Greene County church organization, really, we bend over backwards to make sure that we find some way to get kids involved.
There's kids that participate that they may actually, their residents may actually be in Albany County, but they go to school in, say, Greenville, so they participate.
Mm-hmm. And we had somebody from Columbia County last year who was in a Greene County 4-H,
yep.
So they were coming to our fair. Like I said, we do everything we can to get them involved. Our fair book does not incorporate alpacas or llamas. I said, I have one and I'd like to bring it. My kids want to bring it. And they said, bring it. We'll get it in there somehow. We'll make it work. I think that's probably something we say 1,000 times during the fair. We'll make it work. Bring it in.
Is that the most unusual animal that you've had there? Alpacas or?
We had a longhorn beef cow at one point. That was pretty unusual for us.
You don't see them too much around here.
No. And we had the alpaca. I'm trying to think. Now that I'm put on the spot, I'm not really sure, but... I think that might be in the most unusual. The turkey.
They're not really on display, or you know, they're for the show. But we had the oxen.
The oxen man came last year. He brings oxen and he does a demonstration several times during the day. He's a wonderful man. He has a lot of knowledge to share. He explains how he trains them, why he trains them, what he does with them. He actually gets to where he even talks about what he does with them when they get old and they pass on. And he will be coming back again this year. If anybody's listening that is interested, he has knowledge. He's just a great man to speak to. He shares a lot of interesting information.
And if you just tuned in, we're talking with Greene County Agricultural Society President Tara Licata and Vice President Andrea Macco about the 61st Annual Greene County Youth Fair. Is that right, 61st?
61st.
Yeah.
That's this late July in the Caro Town Park. You can go to thegreencountyfair.com for more information. And if
the Greene County Youth Fair.
Oh, the Greene County Youth Fair. Yes, I left out the most important word. We're talking about how people can get involved and help put on the Greene County Youth Fair. And you guys, one way in person, they could come out this weekend and talk to you. You're having a breakfast at the Bavarian Manor on Sunday, is that right?
Yes. Yep. Caro Rotary sponsors a breakfast for us. It's a great fundraiser. Great food. Come out, have breakfast, talk to us.
What time is that Sunday morning?
8 to 12.
8 to 12, and the Bavarian Manor is back on...
Mountain Avenue in Pearling.
Yes.
Yep.
So they can come out and talk to you guys in person. You'll both be there, or other folks?
I will definitely be there. There'll be other members of the board. There'll be 4-H families. That's one thing we like to do is get the 4-H involved, get all the local groups that usually come to our fair, get them involved in the fundraising. You know, it's for them, so we get them involved. There'll be lots of turquoise shirts from Hilltown Kids there, and... you know, lots of us will be there as well.
And you were telling me about some of the things that will be different at the fair this year. There's a talent show now this year on Sunday.
Yes, we used to have the kind of takeoff on American Idol. And now this year we have Greene County's Got Talent. So if you have any type of a talent, you play an instrument, you sing, you dance, you have a karate demonstration you'd like to show, on our website we have all the forms that you can fill out, and you come down and you do your performance, and there will be judges there. You'll be judged, and then there's a cash prize involved as well.
Anything else different this year or new? Or I guess you're still deciding. It's still a little early in the process. You don't have all the vendors and all the performers lined up yet.
Our entertainment schedule is usually out by Memorial Day, so we're in the process of finalizing a few things right now. You'll see some of the old favorite stuff.
Buffalo Barfield is coming back. The Magician is coming
back. The Magician will be back.
Mr. Scribbles is coming back. Every parent who's ever been there has about 12 little cartoon drawings hanging around. We have the kids from the Irish Step Dance. There's cheerleading is going to come and do a demonstration. I believe there's also going to be a karate demonstration. We have a band, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, but they're going to also come and play for us as well, plus Peaceful Country.
And the fireworks Saturday night.
Yes, can't forget them.
Saturday night is probably, without a doubt, our busiest. Mm-hmm. Great fireworks display.
Yeah, that's a lovely fireworks display.
Kennedy, did you have a favorite part of the fair?
Probably the animals. That's my favorite part. I like to hang out with my friends and show.
It's I have an 8-year-old daughter too, and it seems like for the kids, it's like a great time because they love to see each other again. Like with school being out, you don't see some of your friends all the summer, and then you get to see in the middle of summer because you run into everyone at the youth fair at some point. It seems like whenever I go, you run into people that you haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised. You run into people that don't even live in the area anymore. They've come back to visit family members, and as you're sitting in the tent, they wander by, and you kind of reconnect with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the 4 days, we see close to 20,000 people come through.
And do you know how much of that is from out-of-towners, or is it bringing a lot to Greene County, like the local gas stations do well and things like that?
I know the local Cumberland Farms and the local Dunkin' Donuts does well because they think all of the fair people go to both of those places every morning.
I would say the majority are definitely from within Greene County, but there's also a good number, a steady number of people that come from other areas, not just neighboring counties like Columbia, Schoharie, Albany, but like I said, we do see people from the city.
Mm-hmm. I think we get a lot of vacationers that are vacationing locally, and it's a nice free event. If you have, you know, you're coming for a wedding and you're here for an extra day, what are you going to do? Well, let's go to the fair, it's free. And then they get to come, and I know you'll get a lot of questions in the animal tents, and so that's how we kind of know we do see a lot of people from out of the area, more in the urban areas.
And usually it's early election season. The politicians start coming out fall, so you'll have, I'm sure, Pete Lopez and Chris Gibson may be there.
They're always there at our opening ceremony.
Yeah. And anything else that we should mention about the, have we left out anything that people should get in is there a phone? The website is really where people should get in touch.
Yes.
And it's thegreenecountyyouthfair.com.
Yep. We're also on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook. We post lots of information and updates and things that are going on. But I think really just any way that anyone would like to get involved, you know, if you're interested in helping out and maybe you can't make a donation or you'd prefer not to, come volunteer. Yeah. You know, we'll put you to work.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of things to be done down there.
We're always looking for brawn.
Yes, yes.
The day of setup and the day of takedown, we like people who'd like to come and move things.
You have lots of tents and poles that come up and down.
We have hay. We have a lot of manure that needs to be moved at the end.
I don't know if you get a lot of volunteers with that.
You'd be surprised. Yeah.
And I think it's important to emphasize, too, just because you might not, you know, you're not a farmer or you don't have an ag background doesn't mean you can't participate. I mean, I certainly am not a farmer. I don't have an agricultural background. I didn't even participate in the fair when I was a kid. I wish I had. We will find something for anyone to do, no matter what area you enjoy, you know, volunteering in or working in. We can put you to work.
Even in our vendor tent, you know, just being there to kind of help people when they come through and they want to know where the bathrooms are, you know, information tent, vendor tent. There's always something.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's now 91 days, 23 hours, 36 minutes, and 32 seconds until the Greene County Youth Fair begins, according to the greencountyyouthfair.com website. We want to thank Greene County Agricultural Society President Tara Licata and Vice President Andrea Macco for stopping by today. And maybe you'll stop by again before the Youth Fair actually happens in July.
Yeah,
maybe
we can preview it
right before then. And we'll talk about seeing if we can get a live broadcast from out there.
That'd be
too.
Excellent. That'd
Wonderful.
Be great.
We'd love to see you there.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.